Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. In the previous Mishnah, previous two Mishnahs, we were speaking about different types of children born out of different types of problematic unions. Now the Mishnah is going to categorize them in a more organized fashion. Says the Mishnah, Asara Yuchsin, 10 different types of families that their lineage was known, Alomi Bavel, came up from Bavel with Ezra HaSofer, Ezra the scribe. Mark explains that when Ezra came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he brought with him all the rabbis, all the Torah teachers of the generation, until Bavel, Babylonia, was empty, and there was no one there to investigate people's yichus, their lineage, to see if they were permitted to marry Jews, not permitted to marry other Jews. So because he was concerned that the whole Bavel would turn into just one big hodgepodge of people who were not allowed to marry one another, marrying people that were, so then he took the mishpachos, the families that were puzzled, the families that had problems that were tainted, and he brought them with him in at Eretz Yisrael, where there was a Sanhedrin, a high court, and they would be able to ascertain the status of those people, and then no one would marry them, or they wouldn't marry them, they're not supposed to. So now, who are the 10 different classes? It says, Mishnah Kohani, Levi, Yisraeli. The first one is Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Number 4 says the Mishnah, Chalalim. Chalalim are Kohanim that were born from women that are prohibited from being married to a Kohen. For example, a widow that marries the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, or a divorcee that marries a regular Kohen, which is prohibited. Geirim, Geiri, which are converts. Vacharuri, and slaves that have been freed. Mamzeri, bastards, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, any child born from a union where the Kedushin wouldn't be able to be enacted, where one could not betroth a woman like that. Nisini, people from the nation of Nasin, what's it they were called at least, they were Givon and Gibbonites, that converted in the days of Yeshua. And the reason they're called Nisini is because Yeshua placed them, the word Nasa means place, he placed them to be wood choppers, to be water drawers, and Yeshua, and then later on King David in history, instituted that they're not allowed to marry to the Jewish congregation. So that was another class. Shtuki and Asufi, two more. Shtuki and Asufi, Shtuki means be quiet, Asufi means gathered. We'll see in the next Mishnah, they're Safek Mamzerim, there's a question if they're considered a bastard. Continues the Mishnah. Kohani, Levi, Yisraeli, Mutaram, Levo, Zebazek, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. They're all permitted to marry one another. Levi Yisraeli, Levim Yisraelim, Chalali, tainted Kohanim, priests, Geri, converts, Vecharuri, freed slaves, Mutarm, Levo, Zebazeh, those are all permitted to marry one another. Just a Kohen can't marry them. Geri, Vecharuri, Mamzeri, Unesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, converts, freed slaves, bastards, people from the nation of the Givon, Shtukis and Asufis, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, people that we say shush, or those that were gathered in, kulam mutarim lavei zebazeh, they're all permitted to marry one another. However, Levim and Yisraelim, and even definitely Kohanim, are prohibited from marrying a mamzer, marrying a nasin, a shtuki, or an asufi. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2, says the Mishnah. The Eluhem shtuki, this is a shtuki. Kol shehu makir asim, aveina makir asaviv. Somebody who knows who his mother is and not his father is, which means to say he was born out of wedlock, a woman who had not yet been married, and we don't know who the father is. Maybe the kid's a mamzer, because maybe the father was somebody that she was prohibited to be married to. And the reason we call him shtuki is because everyone says, shh, 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 shh. The mother tells him, be quiet. When people ask him to talk about the father, she's like, shh, don't talk about it. Asufi, what's an asufi? Says the Mishnah called Shanesaf min hashuk, a child that was gathered from the marketplace, an orphan, a child who doesn't know who his father and his mother is. This is also a suffik mamzer. Suffik, maybe he's a bastard child, because we suspect that maybe he was born from one of the prohibited unions. Abashol, hayakari l'shtuki biduki. Abashol would nickname the shtuki, this child that we just mentioned, the woman that his mother says, she would call him biduki. Biduki means one who one must investigate, because they would ask his mother, who was the father of this child? And if the mother says it was a regular person, then the child is kosher. It's a beferish mishnah, explicit mishnah in Ksubas, that if a woman's expecting and someone says to her, who's the father, and she says it's from this fellow and he's a Kohen, then in that situation the halacha is that they're believed. Therefore, he would call them biduki as opposed to shtuki. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week.